It's May 5th, 2021. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz, and what I'm doing is taking it old school. I'm not texting. I'm not Facebook messaging. I'm not emailing. I'm phoning people. Just calling around to different people in the NRHA to take their temperature and see what's going on. The first stop on my Rolodex is CEO Helga Bryant. Who doesn't wonder, what's the boss thinking today? That's where I was at, so I thought, why don't I give her a call? Helga, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you today?
COVID has me down a little bit and spring is slow coming, but otherwise, you know what? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. And you know, when you talk about spring and sort of new hope, a new season, and I think about where we are right now in the north with actually really low COVID numbers, I think we have a moment of opportunity now to really stave off a wave three. You know, the South is feeling it quite dramatically. I think we can ward off a wave three in the North if we get vaccinated. We've got lots of vaccine. The supply is getting much more constant and steady now. So I really urge all of our staff to get vaccinated. We're at 18 plus. Every one of you are eligible. Please, please get vaccinated and encourage your family, friends, and social networks to do that. It's the only way we can get out of this pandemic, Bruce. And I'm just so passionate that everybody get their vaccine. I've had mine, my first dose. I'll get the second as soon as that's available. And just encourage all of you to do the same.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, history has shown us that it seems the wave comes from Ontario and British Columbia, and then it gets to Manitoba, and it's a little bit slower getting to northern Manitoba. But I'm taking your temperature today. Do you think that this is one of the waves that we can at least flatten out a little bit or maybe even avoid?
I think we can, Bruce. We know we've been behind a little bit all throughout the pandemic as it's displayed itself in Manitoba. So we have a window of opportunity here. It's up to us and we can make a difference.
Great to take your temperature today. I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce.
Speaking of getting the vaccine, the next number on my list belongs to Russell Thorne, community health developer in the PAW. Morning, Russ. How's it going?
It's going okay.
Excellent. I know you recently got your vaccine. Do you mind telling me, or are you comfortable telling me why you got your vaccine?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Well, it really hit home in the last couple months. Is one uncle of mine actually almost died. Like, he was pretty well on his deathbed, and it was dealing with COVID. And I also have older uncle and aunts here right in my own community that I'm kind of involved with their care. And so I'm constantly, you know, need to go over there and see them. And I'm really concerned about going over there. So that was one of my big drivers for me to get involved in getting my vaccine.
Super. And I'm so glad you got it. So how was the experience? How was going to get your vaccine? I know you actually help at the vaccine clinics a little bit, so you kind of know the routine, but how was it as a client?
The first shot I got was, there was nothing to it. Like, I didn't feel the needle, didn't feel anything, you know, went on my day and just carried on. The second needle, because I had such a great experience with the first needle, I kind of, you know, just went and worked out really hard about an hour before I actually got my needle, thinking, hey, I'm bulletproof. That's not going to affect me none. But, you know, I came down with some side effects that evening and the next, that evening and the next day. And that held me down but by the weekend I was ice fishing. So, hey, everything was good.
It turns out nobody's bulletproof, not
That's
even
right.
You. but I mean, overall, even with a little bit of side effects, I'm guessing no regrets for getting the vaccine, and you feel 100% now.
100% now. So I still take precautions around my older uncle and aunt till we get more information on if there's possibility of spreading or not. And I've encouraged them to also get their vaccine, which they have. They've started the process, and yeah, it's all good. I would do it again.
I love that little reminder that just because you have one or two of your vaccines doesn't mean that you are Superman, that you are bulletproof. We got to still keep following the precautions. And thanks for chatting.
Talk to you later.
Russ's talk about vaccines got me thinking. Where are we at with vaccines? You know who I think I'll call? VP of Planning and Population Health, Joy Tetlock, a.k.a. the Queen of Vaccine.
Hey, morning, Joy. How's it going?
Good.
What's on your mind? What's going on in the vaccine world?
For the North, we were just really proud that we were able to advocate to get all of the North to 18 plus. That was a huge win, I think, for us as a region, just knowing the vulnerability of our population.
And I know that you're checking the numbers every morning.
Yes.
It's kind of what you do. Let's do a little quick brag.
You know, overall for the Northern Health Region, 55% of our population, 18 and older, has received at least one dose of vaccine. So, like, that's just amazing. We're about 10% ahead of sort of any of the rest of the province. So I'm really proud of our population for stepping up. We have some communities. Norway House is one that comes to mind that is at like 79% for receiving first dose. We have a few communities that are getting up there to that 70%.
Warms my heart when we see those numbers. It's incredible, but we're still looking at innovative and new ideas. What's in the future so that everybody's as good as Norway House?
Yeah, we've been hearing some feedback about sort of that younger, the 18 till about 30 age group. There's a little bit of hesitancy there. So we're looking at different advertising campaigns we can do. We're talking about having specific walk-in days, maybe just for that population where they can come in, have some individuals there that maybe can answer some of their questions or alleviate some of the fears and hesitancy that they might have. We've even tossed around the idea of TikTok.
We got to do it.
But, you know, and we've been looking at Saskatchewan with, you know, the drive-through clinics that they've been doing. Is that an option that might work? You know, so we found walk-ins have done fairly well in the community. So we're looking to have more walk-in days. So really just looking for any opportunities we have to really boost those numbers and get us up to that herd immunity. So we are open to everything and all ideas if people have, you know, some innovative idea that they think might be worth trying.
It's so great to hear. We're ahead of the rest of the province, but we're not resting on our laurels. We're still pushing. We're going to be the first to get herd immunity.
You know, the province recognized us as a vulnerable population with the public health orders. We are just willing to get those vaccines out however we can, because we just want our population to be safe. Yeah, and
Perfect.
We all know what a northern summer is like. And we want to enjoy that northern summer.
We want our little bit. It's short, but it's great.
Yeah
we don't want to miss them.
Yeah, we want our 2 weeks of summer.
We don't want to miss a minute of it. All right. Thanks for letting me take your temperature. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bruce.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Sunny summer days and the good feelings they bring makes me think of mental health. I should check in with Donna Head.
Donna, it's Bruce calling. How are you doing?
Got some sunshine in here and it's nice to see.
Ooh, there's no sunshine in Thompson right now. It's still cold and windy, so I wish I was over in Flin Flon at this moment.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind? What's going on in the Flon today?
This week we're just talking a bit about Mental Health Week that the Community Mental Health Association has put on. They put it on every year. It runs from May 3rd to 9th, and it's actually 70 years since its inception, I guess. Oh. And it's kind of a Canadian tradition, I guess you could say. And it's really good because in these times, you know, during COVID and stuff, it's a really good thing for us to kind of remember that we need to take care of our mental health just as much as our physical. And, you know, I like promoting things like this. So I believe the theme this year is understanding our emotions, which is pretty appropriate. And like I say, for this time, with COVID and this uncertainty and all of that that we feel, sometimes we need to really take a look, you know, inside, I guess you could say, and see what's going on for us. And I know talking to a lot of people, there's been ups and downs in terms of emotions. It's like a roller coaster in the last year, especially.
I couldn't agree more. I've had a few ups and downs, and we've had lots of gray weather. And so I think this campaign and this little reminder really comes at a great time for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's really good timing because, like I say, you know, talking to a lot of people, there's a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions around what's going on. So being able to recognize that with, you know, what's going on with ourselves is really, you know, really key. And their motto for this is name it, don't numb it, you know, which is kind of gets right down to it, right? Name those emotions and don't put it aside. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to reach out and, you know, utilize people and resources and, you know, things like that. I always tell people, if you want to chat about anything mental health wise, especially, to give me a call.
Giving a name to those emotions is a really great step to moving forward and not pushing them down and not addressing them. So I'm so glad I phoned and that we checked in on that. And anybody who's listening, if they want to check out the Canadian Mental Health Association website, there's tons of stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have a lot of good things going on, actually. Canadian Mental Health through Winnipeg, they've got a lot of different things virtually that are happening this week. So you can check out their website.
Top shelf. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks. Bye.
That's it. My temperature checks are done. And I think everybody's in good health. The boss is hopeful we can avoid a third wave. COVID vaccines are out there. We're ahead of the province. Russell's protecting the people around him. And Mental Health Week is rolling along with Donna. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz. I hope you'll join me again next time, taking the temperature of the NRHA.